Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 60. Full forecast details are coming up. It's a day of decision for City of Racine residents who are voting for mayor in a special election primary. The top two vote-getters after the polls close at 8 o'clock, moving on to face each other in the October 17th special general election. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The candidates, as they appear in order on the ballot today, are Austin Rodriguez, Fabi Maldonado, Melvin Hargrove, Corey Mason, Wally Rendon, and Sandy Widener. WRJN News will have Twitter updates throughout the evening until the two finalists for mayor are determined. You can get those as well as our daily local news tweets by going to @WRJN News. Whoever is eventually chosen mayor next month will be replacing interim mayor Dennis Weiser November 7th, and then will serve out the rest of John Dickert's term, which runs to April 2019. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
The Racine Unified School Board's work session included administration and the budget office talking about newly identified recurring money, as well as proposed use for dedicated carryover dollars, part of that focused on improving the all-important report card. Superintendent Lolly Haas said $500,000 of the $700,000 in recurring money could go to fund level increases for teachers, at least in the near term. On the dedicated carryover of more than $3.7 million, Dr. Haas indicated $1 million is being recommended to address K-8 class sizes.
Make sure that we have elementary class size everywhere at or below the maximum. Sometimes we might say fifth grade maximum is 28, and we might have 29 or 30 students in that class and hire an educational assistant for that teacher and let it go at that. And we're saying this year, no. If there's 29, then we're going to split it into a class of 14 and 15. So that'll be extra money because that's additional positions.
Surplus money is also proposed to continue replacing furniture in the schools and complete upgrades to phone systems. The 2017-18 budget, on which the school board will formally vote at the end of October, right now carries a tax rate that's a penny less than a year ago. The Kenosha Unified School District's third Friday enrollment count shows a decline of 274 students for 2017-18. The seventh straight year, numbers sent to the Department of Public Instruction have been lower than the previous year. The 21,655 students listed could still increase before DPI certifies the enrollment figure, such as students being counted who'd been listed absent last Friday but otherwise were in school from day one through the third Friday count. The state uses the numbers to calculate revenue limits, which ties into the amount of funding to which a district is entitled from general state aid and local tax levies. Racine Unified was given through Monday to submit third Friday enrollment numbers because September 15th was an early release day. With the hope it will get more people to recycle, a change in Kenosha's recycling ordinance was approved by the City Council last night. The change allows residents to use clear plastic bags in addition to blue ones to bag up their recyclables. Most other areas of the ordinance remain unchanged. Alderman Kurt Wilson sponsored the changes, noting that blue bags are hard to find and more expensive than clear ones. Alderman Scott Gordon said many stores no longer carry the blue bags.
Go to Woodman's and try to find a blue bag. They don't have them. And I've gotten calls. I've gotten calls from my constituents. How come they didn't pick up my recyclables? I mean, this is just common sense 100%.
Alderman Dave Paff said he gets a lot of complaints about how unsightly garbage bags are, and he thinks that should change, perhaps the city going to a cart system. The changes were approved unanimously. For the first time in about a dozen years, there will not be a triathlon in Racine for the summer of 2018, at least not the Ironman 70.3. As World Triathlon Corporation has informed Real Racine officials, the current circumstances are not financially viable. The list of issues includes lower attendance the last few years by hundreds, the fact the swimming portion was canceled 2 years in a row due to weather or water conditions. Madison now has a similar WTC-sponsored event in June, and damage to the high-cost bicycle competitors used, which they claim was because of the roads on the first part of the 56-mile segment and coming back to North Beach. Real Racine calls the news incredibly disappointing, but that other events, both new and already established, will be sought. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.